Chabur is going to be a lot of a raid that many of you probably have heard different parts of it. Since I don't think anyone learned yet, it's a nice tosos here. Let's read the Mishnah together. The Mishnah on Tadi Tesmer Beis tells us Erev Pesachim, and some gear cells have Arve Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshech. A person is not allowed to eat until dark, until, let's assume, Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Tosos, Dir Maschel Lo Yochal, talks about what types of foods you can't eat. Is it Matzah Shira, Mine Targima? But whatever it is that you cannot eat on Erev Pesach, you can't eat until Shetechshech, until it gets dark. But once it gets dark, so then you're allowed to eat. So there's a heter to eat after Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you look at Tosos, Dir Maschel Ad Shetechshech, he says, Makshina Namai Itzrech Ad Shetechshech Pshita. Why does a Misha have to tell me, at nightfall, you're allowed to eat? That's obvious. Once Yontif begins, of course you're allowed to eat. Why does he have to tell me, go out of the way, to say, Ad Shetechshech, Pshita? V'od, Dibigamara, Gavi Shabbosos, V'yamim Tovim, Lo Katani Lei. With respect to Shabbos and Yontif, it says you can't eat Erev Shabbos, you can't eat Erev Yontif, but it doesn't say, Ad Shetechshech, that you have to wait until it gets dark, implying you're allowed to eat even before it gets dark. So how come Dafka by Pesach, you have to wait until Laila? And so Tosfos answers, again, many of you may be familiar with this, Tosfos, Omari mikurbil degabe matzah dafka ba'inan ad shetechshech. When it comes to eating matzah, you have to wait until nightfall, dafka matzah. As opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, it's talking about the inyan of Tosefa Shabbos. That if I make Shabbos early, if I make Yontif early, I'm allowed to already start eating the Shabbos meal, eating the Yontif meal. Only with respect to Pesach do I have to wait, because matzah must be done balayla. How do we know this? Kidetanya, the Brisa says, B'tosefta, the Tosefta says, HaPesach u'matzah u'maror mitzvasan mishetechshech. The Tosefta explicitly says it has to be done at nightfall. The time am I? What's the explanation? What's the pasuk in the Torah that tells me matzah must be eaten balayla? Mishum dechsiv, it's written in the pasuk, V'achlos abasar balayla hazeh, and matzah mar is kashu b'pesach, is a hekesh. Fine. So that's how we know Pesach must be eaten. All the mitzvahs have to be balayla. About Sudas Shabbos v'yamin tovim, where it doesn't say nighttime by them, matzi achel mibod yom. You're allowed to eat already erev Shabbos, meaning during the daytime. If you were makabel Shabbos early, you're allowed to eat already at that point. And this is a very important raya. Kidev amar beperek tefilas hashachar. The Gemara Brachos daf chav zayin says, mispal adam shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. A person's allowed to daven kabbal Shabbos and mariv already before nightfall. V'omer kiddush hayom miba'od yom, and you could recite kiddush already, even though the sun hasn't yet set, even though the stars haven't come out. So we see from here that Tosefes Shabbos allows you to already perform mitzvahs. You could say kiddush, and you could even eat the meal, says Tosfos. But then at the end, Tosfos, we're going to skip a few lines. If you look at Tosfos, this very same Tosfos, the last five lines, the end of the line says Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says differently. Rabbeinu Yehuda teretz afilu I ba'inan gavi Shabbos v'yom tovim ad shetechshech. Even if you need nightfall, Laila by Shabbos and Yontif, hacha itzrech lemisne. Here, the Mishnah had to go out of the way to say even Pesach requires Laila. Why? Why would you think Pesach would be any different? Right now, again, he's assuming Tosefes Shabbos doesn't work for Shabbos and Yontif. If I make Shabbos and Yontif earlier, I cannot make Kiddush. I cannot eat Suda. I need to wait Ad Shetechshech for Shabbos and Yontif. So Pesach, there's a Havamina. Maybe Pesach would be different on the other direction. Maybe there's a more of a Kula by Pesach that maybe I could eat Matzah earlier in the day. What's a Havamina? So he says, Hacha Itzterech Lemisnei De'asa Lashmi'inan. Here we have to go out of the way to teach us that Matzah also has to be waited until Laila. The Afa gab the shchitas psachim mibod yom einu nechal mibod yom kishar kadshim. Even though the shchita of the Pesach is done during the daytime, there's a havamina maybe you could even eat the Pesach during the daytime. Kamash milan, you have to wait balayla. So after all the dust has settled, we have from Tosos two opinions here. Whether or not Tosefes Shabbos, again, everyone agrees by Pesach, you have to wait balayla to eat matzah. That is a set that's agreed upon by all opinions. The two opinions are arguing about whether Shabbos and Yontif, do you also have to wait Ad Shetechshech to eat the meals? Or when you make Tosefes Shabbos, you are allowed to already start making Kiddush and eating the meals. Does Tosefes Shabbos work for mitzvahs of Shabbos, or does it not? So let me explain a little bit further. Everyone agrees Tosefta Shabbos is a concept that exists. You're allowed to start Shabbos early. The question becomes, what are you allowed to do? What's the nature of Tosefta Shabbos? So do you say that Tosefta Shabbos turns that day, let's say Shabbos, let's say today is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., and I make Shabbos at 5:30. Now, this 5:30, does that become Shabbos now? And I could make Kiddush, I could eat my meal and do everything on Shabbos? Or is it only what's called the Siyag? Rashi writes in Parshas Bereishis, right in the beginning, he says that, Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, says the Pasuk, that Friday ended and went right into Shabbos. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bas v'dam she'eni yodea ita v'ragav, man, we don't know exactly every moment when Shabbos begins. Tzarech lahosif michol ala kodesh. We have to add on as a little buffer, lest we violate Shabbos. As opposed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'yodea ita v'ragav v'nichnas bo k'chud asara. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, obviously, when Friday ends, when Shabbos begins. So you could go seamlessly into Shabbos. But you and I, we don't know exactly the moment, the second that Shabbos begins, so we have to add on to a little bit Shabbos as a buffer, lest we violate a melacha on Shabbos. So from Rashi, it seems that the only function of Tosefta Shabbos is as a buffer, but not to say it's Shabbos yet. So if I know for sure 6 o'clock is Shabbos, I don't know exactly when 6 o'clock happens. I have a watch which approximates. So I make a 5:30 Shabbos to start. So that 5:30 Shabbos is simply to start to prevent me from violating any Isurei Melacha. But it does not allow me to do any mitzvahs. Does not allow me to make Kiddush. Doesn't allow me to eat any meals. I can't have the Suda. It's simply there as a buffer. Or do we say again that at 5:30 Shabbos would turn that 5:30 into already Shabbos? Even though Tzeis is 6, Imamish turns it into Shabbos and I can make Kiddush and start performing mitzvahs. So that's the machlokas that's in the Rishonim. Excellent. So we're going to get there. We're going to get to that point. How does Rashi deal with that? And more so for the Rambam, who entirely rejects the concept of Tosefta Shabbos, which we'll see in just a moment, how does he deal with that Gemara in Brachos? So on this point, just to flesh it out a little bit further, Rashi about Siag or other Rishonim that Imamish turn it into Shabbos. So there's another machlokes whether or not Tosefta Shabbos is a Daraisa concept or a Dirabanan concept. And the Gemara is bringing psukim back and forth. So what comes out interestingly, just as a side point, is that it's very likely that Rashi holds Tosefta Shabbos is Daraisa, but at the same time it also functions as a siag. That even the Torah could put a siag in play. It's called a siag Daraisa. So those who've heard Rav Shechter or any of Talmidim, myself included, whenever there's siag Daraisa, we quote, of course, of Yosef Engel, on the Sefer Lekach Tov of his, where he has a whole, he has 16 different examples of Siag Deraisas, and in the back he has a few other ones he adds on that he didn't have in the main part. So just to rattle off a few of them, he talks about the Isser Ba'yirai Ba'yimatze, not to see, not to own any chametz, is a Siag lest you come to eat chametz. Bishul Basar B'chalav. The Isser is really eating Basar B'chalav. The cooking of Basar B'chalav is simply a Siag lest you come to eat it. A chatzi shir. You can't have a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, says Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it aser? Lest you come to eat a full shir, a kazayas of something that's aser. So again, it's a very interesting piece. Those who want to go through it, yichud is another example. Chibuk v'nishuk are other examples. But there's a whole long list of, again, a siag deraisas, and he includes Tosefta Shabbos as one of the examples of a siag deraisa. So there are many nafkaminas whether or not we accept Tosefta Shabbos as Mamash Shabbos and Yontif, or is it simply a siag? So there's a few tazes on Shulchan Aruch that brings this application. The taz writes with respect to Shemini Atzeres. What happens, Hoshana Rabbah, and it's coming into Shemini Atzeres, and you decide to make Yontif early. So now you have a big question. Do you have to sit in the sukkah? Do you say bracha on leishe basukkah? So I accepted Shmi Atzeres as Yontif, but technically the stars aren't out yet and it's still a daytime, and maybe I should have to sit in the sukkah. So if it's only a siag, lest I violate an isser, so then I would have to eat in the sukkah because it's still a sukkis. I'm just creating a buffer so I don't do any malachas. But if you say that Tosefta Shabbos mamish transforms it into Yontif, so then it's Shmi Atzeres. It's no longer sukkis. It's not a shaila. So Taz quotes the Maharshal first. The Maharshal writes that a person should not have the Suda. This is what we practice. You have to wait until Tesa Kochavim. That's what all the shuls practice, that you cannot make Tosefes Yontif on Shmini Atzeres because of this very Shaila. But the Taz says, why not? He says, a person's allowed to be Mosif Kodesh Mechol Al Kodesh. You could add on Tosefes Yontif. And therefore, there's not a problem. If Shmini Atzeres, if Tseis on the night of Shmini Atzeres is 6 o'clock, and I decide I want to go home early to make a 5:30 start, so then that's Shmini Atzeres. That is on Shiloh. And I'm allowed to go eat inside my house on Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Taz says against the Marashal. Now, we don't pass like that Taz, but we'll see the Taz is Lishitaso in another application. The Taz says when it comes to Shabbos, is a person in the Tosefa Shabbos, in that time when a person adds on to Shabbos, are you allowed to start eating the meal? Now, just be aware that Gemara had only said you can make Kiddush. It didn't say anything about eating any food. So are you allowed to have your Suda during that time period of Tosefa Shabbos? So Taz says, of course you're allowed to. Taz is Lashitaso. That Tosefa Shabbos turns it Mamish into Shabbos. Just like by Shmini Atzeres, and Mamish turns it into Shmini Atzeres. So here's, well, if you start Shabbos early, you're allowed to start eating the meal during that Tosefa Shabbos. But then he quotes the Marashal who argues and says, no. Tosefa Shabbos, you cannot eat your Suda during Tosefa Shabbos. You have to wait Ashitechshach to have your meal. And we pass like that Maharshal as well, that Halach L'mais, if a person makes early Shabbos in the summer, let's say, and you make Kiddush and you eat, you're allowed to eat. But it's recommended by the Mishabura that you should have another Kazayas after Tesa Kochavim. Now, I don't know if anyone has ever tried having a Kazayas of Challah like at dessert time. It's very hard to have it. Even if you're not full, it just doesn't taste as good anymore after you've eaten, you know, soup and meat and dessert to have a Kazayas of Challah. I tried this for a few Shabbos. It didn't really go over well, so I don't personally do this Chumra. But the Mishnah Berurah does mention this Chumra of trying to fulfill the opinion of the Marashal of if you have a meal earlier before Tseis, to have a Kazayas after Tseis as well. But we see again, this is a Marashal and Taz L'shitasam. Again, the Marashal says in both places that Tosefa Shabbos turns it into Shabbos, and therefore, the Marashal says not. The Marashal says it doesn't turn it into Shabbos, and therefore, Shmini Atzeres, you should not eat until Laila, and also Shabbos, you shouldn't eat until Laila. The Taz says it does turn it into Shabbos, and therefore, Shmini Atzeres, you may eat inside the house, even though the sun's out still. And therefore, you can have your meal Friday during Tosefa Shabbos, because it mamish turns it into Shabbos. But there is one kashya on the Taz. The Taz writes in Hilchos Shavuos that a person should delay Mariv Shavuos night in order that there should be Tamimus. And all the Achronim ask this question. The Taz really holds Tosefa Shabbos and Tosefa Yontif works, so why do you have to wait Shavuos night? It's late, it's the summertime almost, don't get up until 9 o'clock, you know, stay up all night learning. So why can't you make Tosefa Yontif and start Shavuos earlier? It's not to me, but exactly.
You started it early. The day still wasn't tummy.
Right, so, exactly.
And the weeks weren't
tummy. Exactly. So the point is, that's what they all answer, that Tosefa Shabbos could turn Kedusha. It can make Friday into Kedusha. It can make day 49 into Kedusha, but can't make it into day 50. It can't change the date. What? Exactly. Matzah, you need Laila, you need nighttime, and Shavuos needs a Tamimus. It's an external requirement. That the only thing Tosefa Shabbos or Yontif could do, it could create Kedusha, but it can't change the day into a different day. You could extend Kedusha and make Shavuos earlier in theory, but it's not Tamimus yet, and you have to wait until Tamimus, which is only after the 24-hour clock is over.
So when we say that you can be Makabel Yontif early, it's only the last days of Pesach that is applicable, no?
Exactly.
Sukkot is also Mekish Le Pesach, right?
And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Right.
So Halach L'Maaseh, right, let's walk through. So Halach L'Maaseh, Pesach, you can't stand early. You can start early, but you can't start the meal early because Achitechshach. So the Shvisha Pesach would be the only time that you're really allowed to. Shavuos, you can. You have to wait until Tamimus. Rosh Hashanah, you are allowed to start early. Yom Kippur, you're also allowed to start early. That's the only place where the Rambam does hold up Tosefes. And Sukkot, you're not allowed to. Why not by Sukkot? Because as you said, Tesvav, the Hekesh, just like Pesach, you can't start early. Sukkot, you can't either. And then Shmini Atzeres, you can't because of the Safek of sitting in the Sukkah or not sitting in the Sukkah. So again, Shvisha Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and every Shabbos, you're allowed to do Tosefes.
Why can't you go by Pesach? Why can't you start? It's only an issue of the Erev Tov Matzos. It's only, you can make Kiddush, you can make Kaddish Pesach early.
Right. So that's a very good question. Problem is that all of Magid is Talia on the Matzahs being there. Habba Talia. That you're only able to say Lechem Oni, Lechem Sh'onim Dvar Malav. So it has to be. So once we have Lechem Oni, the Matzah is stuck Balaila, so to the Magid also. And seemingly Dalakosis would depend on the Brisker Rav, Machlokis, what the nature of Dalakosis are. Are Dalakosis an independent mitzvah? In which case maybe you don't have to wait. Or are they connected to each mitzvah that it precedes, or in which case it's connected to matzah and to magid, and you would have to wait even for dalat kosos.
Does the if you make early Shabbos, does the Taz say that you have to repeat
Kriya Shema? Yes, Kriya Shema you have to. It doesn't change the zmanim of
yeah. I mean, so that's the same question as the Minas then.
Right.
An external.
Yeah. Agreed. A great point. Meaning, it only changes kedusha, but lagavi halachas that are tala in zman. Then you have to, nothing, exactly, Zman does not change. Just like Sviras Omer, you can't count either. The 16th day of Svira, if it's a Shabbos, and you make Shabbos early, you can't count then. It's not the 16th night yet. It's only Kedusha Shabbos, but it's not a new day, and therefore you would have to wait.
If you ate matzah early,
would over a lav?
If you didn't eat it, made Teshka.
Right.
Start early, instead of the early.
Would you over?
It's not yet Zimitzah.
Right, it's a good question. Right, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, "Kol ochel chametz ber Pesach kilu bal arusasa be beis chamav."
So,
that's a good question.
There is lav every the kuli amal that you hold the gavet taz. There is going to be nisser if you are over a lav there. If you do something mechal b'shabbos yantiv.
Oh, if you do a lav during Tosef Shabbos.
Right.
So that's a machlokas. There's a Tosos in Moikatan, Gimon Beis, and Tosos Rush that they have a machlokas by Tosef Shavius. Tosef Shavius is a similar model that the Gemara already says there's a concept of Tosef Shavius starting Shavius a month earlier before Shemitah. During Shemitah, if a person violates any of the malachos, you get malchus for it. What happens during the Tosef Shavius? Is there going to be malchus or only Makas Mardus? Tosos there on the daf says it's Malchus Deraisa, but Tosos Rush writes it's only Malchus Mardus. Not only, it still hurts, but it's a lesser level. So Machlokis, whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan, so it would be Tali as well, whether Tosef Shabbos is Deraisa or Derabanan. But even if it's Deraisa, based on the Psukim, it's not going to, if I recall correctly, I don't think it leads to Malchus though. It's only an Aseh. There's an Aseh to do Tosef Shabbos. If you violate it, it's an Isra Aseh, even though it's a Malacha. So I believe there's no Malchus, but I could be misremembering. Okay, so that's pretty much the main sugya of Tosef Shabbos. There's a Tosos in Ksubis, if those want to look at it, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, about getting married during Tosef Shabbos. The Gemara says you're allowed to get married on Shabbos. So Tosos says how you're allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yontif. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So firstly, he assumes that there's Simcha on Shabbos. A lot of people think that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. The Torah Tmima, at the end of Parsha Bereishis, I think that's where it is, he talks about that there is Simcha on Shabbos. Okay, that's one topic. So he says, let's assume Yontif for a second. You can't get married on Yontif, ain marvin simcha b'simcha. So how does the Gemara say here that you can get married on Yontif? The Gemara is talking about whatever the case is. So Tosfos says it's because it's getting married during Tosefes Yontif. That's when you're allowed to get married. On Yontif Atzmo, there's an issur of ain marvin simcha b'simcha. But during Tosefes Yontif, he says, Tosefes Yontif is only an issur legabe malacha, but not legabe all other dinim. There's no mitzvah of simcha during Tosefes Yomtif, and therefore you may get married during the period of Tosefes Yomtif. Then he has another pshat afterwards. No, you really can't get married even during Tosefes Yomtif. But the Gemara is talking about a case where there's a chasana without a suda. When there's no suda at a chasana, there's no simcha. So if you have just, if people want to get married, you have kodesh libet tabazuk, that's Moshe of Yisrael, and no party, there's no simcha, then you are allowed to get married on Yomtif. That's the second opinion. But according to the second opinion, he says, but if it's a full-fledged suda, chas with a suda, it would be aser even during Tosefes Yontif. So again, there's a machlokas whether or not you can get married during Tosefes Yontif or not. And that's talia now, whether or not Tosefes Yontif turns into Yontif and has a din of simcha, or it's only a siag of an iser malacha.
What about making a kinyan? Aren't you making a kinyan on Shabbos?
This is a very good question. So the Mishnah at the end of Beta says you can't make kinyanim on Shabbos, you can't do kedushin on Shabbos, but if it's a tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to. So there are a couple of examples that you're allowed to for dar mitzvah. Let's say Pesach. We'll talk about Pesach for a second. So there's a Gemara in Sukkah that talks about matzah lachem. Whoever matzah lachem. You own lakachtem lachem. You have to own your lulav. But matashem, there's a drasha the Gemara says, lachem lachem. So the Sfas Emes there says, how come no one's makbid on matzah lachem? When you go to, your seder, so you should give out the matzah to your kids to have lachem, just like you buy them a chinuch set or a lulav set. So why don't you do this? So Sfas Emes says, taka person should do this. So many of the poskim who know, they actually say, they give out the matzahs, that whatever matzah you get on your plate is yours. You own it to be mekayim lachem. Isn't that a problem of being makne something on Yontif? If it's l'davar mitzvah, you're allowed to. So here's well. So the mitzvah of nisuin and kedushin is l'chara davar mitzvah. But it's not so clear, because the Mishnah in Beta does say you can't be kedushin's aser and Yontif. So it doesn't really work out so well. But
almana is also a mitzvah or just a besula?
No, either way, it's a mitzvah. But I think there's a difference between nisuin and kedushin. I think the Mishnah Beit is talking about Kedushin, where it's not the mitzvah yet, and the Gemara in Ksubas is talking about Nisuin, I believe so, and therefore Nisuin is a little bit more closer to the mitzvah of Puravu. Whole nother discussion.
You do have a Sheva Brachos on Shabbos.
So yeah, that's allowed. The Gemara talks about that already in Moikatan. Once you get married beforehand, so Memela, the Sheva Brachos follow through.
But not on Yantiv.
No, you can have a Yantiv, yeah. If you get married before Yantiv, Sheva Brachos will continue on Yantiv, yeah. The Gemara has a few, yeah. No, the Gemara has a couple answers why that's allowed. Either it's a lesser simcha, or once you've started, you can't really stop at that point. Okay, so now let's get back to the question. Who Seth asked the question about if you assume that Tosefes Shabbos only creates an iser siag, a siag deraisa, siag lest you prevent any malacha, to do any malacha. So then, how did the Gemara in Brachos allow you to say kiddush mibod yom during Tosefes Shabbos? How is that allowed? Because again, if we're saying that, like Rashi, that Tosefes Shabbos is only to create a siag, but it's not really Shabbos yet, so how could you say Kiddush during that time zone? That's the question according to Rashi. Now let's take it a step further, Shitas the Rambam. The Rambam writes, famously, that there is only Tosefes by Yom HaKippurim. There are a few different sources in the Pasuk and the Gemara, where we learn Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yantif from, and the Rambam only uses the Pasuk V'nitzim es nafsho seichem, v'tisha l'chodesh, so he therefore learns that it only applies to Yom Kippur and nowhere else. There's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos or Yantif for the Rambam, only for Yom HaKippurim. That's found in the Rambam Hilchos, Shvisa Sasar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. And Lag Misha points out that he doesn't say this anywhere else but Shabbos or Yantif. Now, within the sheet of the Rambam, it becomes very interesting that he writes the very last, second to last Mishnah of Tainus in his Perish Mishnayos. He says that Tisha B'Av is the other example of Tosefes. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. So I understand Yom Kippur, it's a source. Tisha B'Av, it's Avelis. Why would there be a concept of Tosefes when it comes to a day like Tisha B'Av where there's Avelis? So there's a brisker Rav, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but there's a brisker Rav that in Hilchos Tainus that says Tisha B'Av actually has two dinim to it. He says there's a din of Avelis and there's a din of Tzom. Those are two dinim. It says they're nafkaminas. Let's say Erev Tisha B'Av, a person has already the Sudas HaMafsekes. So the practice is the person sit down, he has some ashes, he sits behind the oven according to the Gemara, he sits by himself, there's already Avelis at that point. But there is no din of fasting, there's no din of Tainus yet. So Avelis begins already Erev Tisha B'Av, but Tzom doesn't begin until nightfall, unless a person's makabel to start earlier. But Mikra Din, so that's where we see a difference between Avelis and Tzom on Tisha B'Av itself. And he also mentions with the Gabe certain halachas of Rechitza, there's a difference between Rechitza and a Tainus versus Rechitza for an Avel. And we have a chilek there within Tisha B'Av. But what comes out from this, it's a very nice brisker of those who want to see it inside. It's pretty much just one column. So what comes out from this is that since the Tisha B'Av has an element of Avelis and an element of Tzom, so that's what the Rama means, that Tainus Tisha B'Av has Tosefes as well, because the element of Tzom Shibo, not the element of Avelis. The Avelis of Tisha B'Av has no Tosefes. But the Tzom aspect, the Tainus aspect of Tisha B'Av does have Tosefes similar to that of Yom HaKippur. And it's very clear, the way he writes this in the Perish Mishnayos, he says, V'din Taniso of Tisha B'Av is K'din Tainis Tzom Kippur. He says it clearly. Kolomer, how is Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur similar? Hu Asa Berchitza, B'Sicha, Hu B'Tashu Shamita, Hu B'Nilas HaSandal, Hu Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh. So this is the Rambam L'Shitaso, that Tosefes comes from Yom Kippur and is applying to Tisha B'Av, but nowhere else. So now the question is for the Rambam again. Rambam doesn't hold the Tosefes anywhere else. So how then could the Gemara in Brachos say you can make Kiddush mi be'od yom? He doesn't hold the Tosefes Shabbos. So one answer would be he rejects this Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Zayin. But the problem is he doesn't reject it because he records it in Hilchos Shabbos. He says a person's allowed to make Kiddush Erev Shabbos mi be'od yom. So how can you make Kiddush mi be'od yom if Tosefes Shabbos doesn't make any sense for the Rambam? He doesn't hold to that. Or if you hold like Rashi, you do hold of Tosefes, but Tosefes at best is only as a siag, don't do melacha, but doesn't turn it into Shabbos. So how are you allowed to make Kiddush mibod yom according to these opinions?
Does Kiddush, is Rashi correct that Kiddush has to be on during the Kedusha of the day itself? Like, could it be in anticipation of something that's subsequently going to come?
Excellent, beautiful. So that's the answer for the Rambam. So in understanding Kiddush, understanding Kiddush is a machlokas. The Ramban writes on Parshas Yisro, he is understanding a Kiddush is that Kiddush is mamish mekadish the Shabbos. He compares it to be mekadish Yovel, mekadish Chodesh, that you're really infusing whatever you're making into Kedusha. And Kiddush Shabbos is no different. That when you and I make Kiddush at home, we are bringing Shabbos into our homes. Yes, there's a klali Kedusha that exists on Shabbos, but each of our personal Kiddushim are making Kiddush for us, our family, our house, and your mamish making a Kedusha. And that would have to be on Shabbos to take effect. Now, the Rambam says differently. Look at the Lashon of the Rambam. Or listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh al hakos erev Shabbos mi be'od yom af apish lo nichnasa Shabbos, even though it hasn't yet started. V'chein mavdil al hakos mi be'od yom, you can make Havdalah before Yom Tov is over, before Shabbos is over. You can make Havdalah on Shabbos. Without the Eish, not no Eish. Af al pisha dain hishabbos, you can make Havdalah. How do you make Havdalah before Shabbos ends? So it says the Rambam, she mitzvah zechira l'amra bein b'shas k'nisasa v'yitziyasa bein kodem l'sha zu b'mat. There's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos in the beginning at some point and the end at some point. You're not creating anything with your Kiddush. You're just acknowledging a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shabbos happens whether you say Kiddush or not. You have nothing to do with Shabbos. All you do is, there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos is from Hashem. Shabbos comes from Isa Bereshis, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you're not doing anything. And on the other end, Havdalah as well, you're not ending Shabbos. You're just acknowledging a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whereby it can even be said Havdalah on Shabbos itself. So that would be the answer for the Rambam and the others. Has to be, he says, it has to be Kodem L'Shah B'mad. You can't do it on Monday either. Has to be at least.
So there's some idea of doing it past a certain point, which is close then to Shabbos, but how do you not then call that Tosefes?
No.
Meaning that time period that's coming close to it, what's that called? Close to.
Yeah, the halacha, everyone agrees. Yeah, I'll read it in 1 second. The halacha is everyone agrees you cannot make Tosefes Shabbos any earlier than Plag HaMincha. That's earliest. Before that, that's considered doing nothing.
You can't make Kiddush before that either.
Yeah, no, the Kiddush, lighting candles. People have done this. They lit candles before Plag. It doesn't do anything. You have to light candles again, unless you accepted Shabbos. It doesn't work. You weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. So it doesn't work. It has to be in a certain time that's close. So just because you make Kiddush doesn't mean you've turned it into Shabbos, though. He doesn't. That's not how Kiddush works for the Rambam. It's a zechira alakos. Doesn't create. You don't have the ability to create anything.
It just allows you to eat, maybe.
No, it doesn't allow anything. Nothing. When is it allowed? I'm not sure. The Rambam says maybe mizmor, baruchu, or mizmor, shi, whatever he holds of. But it's not Kiddush. Kiddush can be said on Shabbos, but it could also be said before Shabbos. And if you attempt to make Shabbos early for the Rambam, it doesn't work. The Sefer Shabbos doesn't exist for the Rambam.
Like the Rambam, you light candles, make Kiddush. And still early, you can drive.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, seemingly I don't know what he says by halakas neros, but yeah, according to, I guess it doesn't work for him. Yeah, you could light candles and make Kiddush. You didn't have a meal. Well, the meal really won't work for the Rambam. That's a question of the Rambam. What do you do about the meal? If you make Kiddush, let's say, at 5:30 and Tais is at 6. So if you have the meal at 5:30, well, it doesn't work because it's not Shabbos for him. But if you have the meal after 6, then it's not saying to the El Makum Kiddush. And Kiddush El Makum Sud, I mean. So you can't have a Kiddush at 5:30 and a meal at 6 o'clock. So they discuss within the Rambam how that works in terms of the Suda. But certainly with the Kiddush, it's not there to create Kedusha. It's simply there at a Tekufa right before Shabbos to acknowledge Hashem is the source. Rambam's language again, I should read to you. Yes?
Yeah, doesn't he say, I mean, the Gemara says, Mitzvah L'Kaddish
B'Tzios. He says, yeah, Yesh Adam L'Kaddish. So L'Kaddish normally does mean to create Kedusha, in a Chanami. Yeah, he says, Shemitzah Zechira L'Amra. So, yeah, we have a Havdalah as well. Havdalah, he says, you could say it on Shabbos as well. Havdalah is not ending it. Which leads me to my last point of the Rambam L'Shitaso. Again, there's another brisker Rav in understanding how Havdalah works. So there's an Isser Malacha before Havdalah. There's a Rashi in the end of Shabbos about this, and there are other Rishonim, also a very nice piece, those who want to just chop a couple of brisker Ravs to learn. He says that Gemara says there's an Isser Malacha to work before Havdalah is done. So we would all say, why? Because Shabbos isn't over until you do Havdalah. That's Isser Malacha. The Brisker Rav says for the Rambam, no. Just like the Leil Yudalit of Nisan, when it comes to Bir Chametz, or really Bedikas Chametz, you can't do any work. There's an Isser Malacha. Before any mitzvah, you can't engage in any meals or any work. There's a general Isser Malacha, whatever that means and how do you apply that to different cases. But there's definitely an Isser Malacha when you're in 30 minutes of about to perform a mitzvah. So let's say the Bidikas Chametz starts at 7 o'clock, so already 6:30 you can't have a Suda and you can't do Malacha. That's what the Brisker Rav says for the Rambam, that's the Isser Malacha. The Isser Malacha ends, in terms of Shabbos Isser Malacha, let's say Shabbos is over at 7. So 7 o'clock, there's no longer an Isser Malacha Shabbos, but if you haven't yet said Havdalah, there's an Isser Malacha of doing something before Havdalah. Havdalah doesn't end Shabbos. Just like Kiddush doesn't create Shabbos for the Rambam, Havdalah doesn't end Shabbos for the Rambam. As opposed to the Ramban and Rashi, the Rashi in Shabbos, that just like the Ramban thinks that Kiddush creates Shabbos, the Rashi holds Havdalah ends Shabbos. And the Isser Malacha before Havdalah for Rashi would be because it's still Shabbos, not because you're about to do a mitzvah.
Is it possible to say that the Rambam is just talking about the mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos, but really he holds that if a person obviously makes Kiddush, he has to be machmer and treated like Shabbos, but he's just talking about the mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos versus like mitzvah of Tosefos Yom Kippurim. Forget about Kiddusha, it's a mitzvah, midiraisa. It's a mitzvah. So by Tosefos Shabbos, the Rambam held that, how would you learn the Gemara? The Rambam held that that's not a mitzvah, sase, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. But maybe it's possible that the Rambam held that you have to be machmer as far as that if you're Makadosh, you can't try. I mean, does the Rambam say that it's you don't treat it like Shabbos at all? Is he focusing on the...
Not sure. I have to look through the other Rambams. In theory, you could say that. In terms of the language, it might make sense, but the Zechira, the fact that he mentions it as a Zechira only and not as a Kiddush in defining it, and the fact that he says Havdalah may be done even on Shabbos itself, to me indicates, and he also has his first halacha is, he equates Kiddush to Havdalah. So, to me, it seems clear that Havdalah can't be about ending it. The fact that you can do Havdalah on Shabbos, right, it doesn't end it, so Mimela Kiddush also doesn't create it. So I don't see how that would work in the Rambam so much. I see Mitzvara, but I don't see that inside.
And in the other sheet, the Gemara says, you can say, the Gemara says, Rav Tzolei Shalos Shabbos, and also Havdalah.
Exactly, yeah.
So even those other sheets that held it, that Shabbos is created by Kiddush, you see that they weren't bothered the fact that...
Correct. You have to add...
Havdalah and Shabbos.
Exactly. So they may hold that Havdalah works differently than Kiddush. They could hold that way. Or I'm not sure what they would do with it. I mean, according to the Ramban, who says Kiddush creates Shabbos, would he also have to say Havdalah ends it, and then he have to deal with that Gemara and Brachas as well? It's a good question.
Doesn't everybody agree that you accept Shabbos by Lechadodi, Mizmor Shir?
There are different lines. Right? Women for Lakas Neiros, Mizmor Shir, Baruch.
So those opinions who say Kiddush is the one that is Mekadosh. They don't hold that you're Mekabel Shabbos earlier?
No. If the guy davened earlier, so then that would be Mekadosh. That would be ready.
So when he makes Kiddush, he's really
it's already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos.
Not adding anything.
It's ready Shabbos. But for the Rambam, if you assume that what the understanding is that he doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. Right. So then, for him, the Kiddush, you're saying Kiddush, it's still Friday.
You have to be Mekadosh on the coast, even if you say in davening, right?
Yeah. And therefore what?
Is it a separate mitzvah, or it's part of...
That could just be the Rabbana.
Right, the Mar Nazir says, the mitzvah of the Reis of Kiddush is just to say the words, Dvarim. The mitzvah ala kos is the midrabanan. That's what we talk about in Nazir. Is he allowed to be mekadesh al hayayin or not? If in midraisa he doesn't need it, so maybe he shouldn't have to. He shouldn't be allowed to make it on yayin. Yeah, something like the Pir Machmir.
What's this
for? That's a general question of how one's mekabel Shabbos. That's not a question of Tosefa Shabbos at all.
The mitzvah
being yeah.
It's about the women being tied to rice.
Right, so they're about the what is kiddush to him?
Oh, then for him, it's whatever he wants. Whether it's good Shabbos, whether it's the dvarim, whether it's vayichul, whatever it is, that's a different question. That's only that's relevant for here right now in terms of whether kiddush is mekadosh something or not. That's just what to say. But the Rambam, to me, seems that clear that it's not creating anything. Kiddush isn't creating kedusha. It simply acknowledges the Creator. Okay?
So according to the Pesukim of the Isra Malacha before Abdallah, Malacha is not talking about Lama Tes Malacha.
Exactly. You have
it's
to
like
be.
The same Isra Malacha.
Exactly. Tircha. Exactly. Things that will get you involved. Writing, seemingly, according to the Pesukim, would be permitted at that point. Yeah.
Every day, every night.
Yep. Exactly. It's every night.
Like on what, like women by before the Hanukkah candles, or that's a minhag. Yeah.
No, that is a minhag we do accept, but that the poskim say it's much less than before mitzvahs. But okay, fine. Shkoyach. Well, I should put a plug in for next week. Those who are around, the chavrusa.